Star Market Celtics tonight continues from the American Airlines Center in Dallas. Our conversation with the head coach, man, it seems like just 24 hours ago we were doing this. It's brought to you by Star Market's Just For You digital app. Earn rewards and save on your groceries and gas. Download the Star Market mobile app or visit starmarket.com. In our conversation 24 hours ago, we cut through a lot of the external stuff by just talking about playing with force. That wasn't a perfect game last night, obviously, by any means, but it seemed like a lot of it was played with force.
No game has ever been perfect, but you do want to compete with force. We were better yesterday. We weren't full as far as, you know, 48 minutes, but we were closer to what we want to be than we have been the last few games.
There are a couple of guys that were noteworthy under that umbrella. There's a number, we just ran it earlier, about Aron Baynes playing a certain number of minutes last year and what the record was when he played a lot of minutes, when he didn't play a lot of minutes, and obviously it correlated pretty well to him playing a lot of minutes. I thought that was, even the scoring is nice, it's nice when he makes shots, I thought that was one of certainly his better games this year, but it was just a standout from the beginning even before he started scoring.
You know, every time that we feel like we've been down a body or whatever the case may be, he steps up, plays big minutes, and plays well. And he always produces. He always does everything he can to be ready to play. He is, without question, as professional as you get, as making sure that he is ready night in, night out. Doesn't always translate to, you know, your best performance. But at the end of the day, you know he's ready. You know what you're getting from Aron Baynes every single night. And I think that's a great value to our team. There are going to be some matchups where it's not a great fit to play multiple bigs. It's not a great fit to play him a ton of minutes, but the minutes that you do play, you know what you're getting.
What's interesting with so many of the players that people talk about on this team, either looking for improvement or looking for certain statistical levels or whatever it is, there are players on this team whose improvement I think is going to go under the radar. You cannot teach confidence. It either comes or it doesn't when you feel like you belong. And to me, just someone watching this league for as many years as I've watched it, Semi Ojeleye is reaching a point now where he just, almost every minute on the floor, it seems like he knows he belongs here now.
I think that's one of our biggest challenges right now, is making sure that, you know, obviously when we're full, when we have all of our bodies, you know who we go to, because there's a guy sitting over there that you know what you're getting from every night. And there we go back to that reliability comment that I made earlier. Like, you know every single day what you're going to get. You're going to get a guy that plays really hard. He's going to know what he's supposed to do from a scouting report standpoint. There's going to be nights he makes shots and nights where he doesn't shoot it as well, but that's okay. You know, again, there's a reliability measure there. And so I'm very encouraged by him, for him to step in, come right in. Gordon made a great pass to him on the first possession he was in the game. He just stepped up and made a corner three. Those are huge plays for your team. And as I said, you know, in our pregame scrum here, I think people root for guys that they know are working, that haven't gotten their shot, because it's fun for all of us to see those guys have success.
Yeah, and you can see people on the bench reacting too, similar when he has success. This comes up a couple of times a year, a back-to-back against a team that you haven't seen, hasn't played a lot of the teams that you have played already. For those who are new to it, what is your process? What is the process in preparing a team to play a team on the second night of a back-to-back against a brand-new team?
Well, you know, it's easier, not easier, but the prep for me is easier when the coach has been there for so long, and now I'm in my sixth year. You know, my first year as we were headed through this, it was all like a blur because you're learning the teams for the very first time. But they do a lot of similar things to what they've done in the past. They've made tweaks to really go at Harrison Barnes' strengths and Doncic's strengths and some of their guards that have been so good so long, in addition to Smith, and really roll with that. But they do a lot of the same actions or similar actions over time. Then it's about getting back into how they're playing and then how you played them in the past, what small tweaks they might do for us or you think they might do for us, and just giving a real refresher course to our guys that are back about what they're about, what they're trying to accomplish on both ends of the court. And, you know, a quick walkthrough and you're gone. We spent 30 minutes in the hotel room this afternoon doing film/walkthrough. We'll have 10 minutes of film/walkthrough or /talk before the game. And all of their assistant coaches have edits prepared to watch individually as they're getting warmed up out on the court.
It's clear that none of us who think we have any idea what's going to happen knew nothing when it comes to the Western Conference, if you look at it right now. But obviously people weren't considering Dallas as a team that was going to be able to stay in the pack. They are 8-9. Here's the one thing I noticed before we get into individual players, and obviously Rick, one thing I noticed in this day and age, just so unusual, they are top 10 in attempting threes, and they are top 10 in attempting free throws, and that strikes me, particularly with some of the games we have seen here, as tough to do.
It is tough to do, but that's who they are. You know, they've got hard-driving guys, but also skilled guys. I mean, when you look at guys like Dennis Smith, like Barea, like Devin Harris, Doncic is great driving the ball and posting. You know, Harrison Barnes posts small guys. There's guys that can make plays with their strength and downhill ability, as well as guys that can make shots. And that doesn't even include like a Dwight Powell and a DeAndre Jordan who dunk it at 13 feet high. So I think that it's not a huge surprise from my standpoint. That's kind of who they are. You know, as far as where everybody stands during the season, I don't know that that's worth paying much attention to till later in the year, but it will not surprise me when they're there later in the year.
You saw Real Madrid a couple of years ago. Did Doncic look like a ball boy or something down there at the end of the
I mean, he played a little bit. He played a little bit. I remember looking at their birth dates on the roster, and I remember saying to Danny, this guy's 16 years old, and they had already heard of him. So, you know, it says a lot about him that he was out there doing that at that age.
I don't think people understand. This isn't Rookie of the Year in the EuroLeague. He was the MVP of the EuroLeague.
Unreal.
That's crazy skill level.
Crazy skill level, and that translates. Yeah. I was just telling Scal, everybody talks about for young guys coming into the NBA, the game's got to slow down in your mind. You got to play it. You got to kind of go through the stages of competency of learning the game and feeling the game out and instinctually playing the game. And until you can do it unconsciously, you're always thinking too much and the game's moving a little fast. And the game doesn't move fast for him. I mean, he's got a 35-year-old's mind playing the game. He's really going to be a good player.
It's hard to get your driver's license to concentrate enough to pass a driving test at 16, I would think.
Well, maybe if he was playing for Real Madrid, maybe he didn't take the time to do that.
Probably not.
You know, this is Uber, or as we are in Dallas, everybody's riding those birds around.
That's right. Look at you.
Why didn't you and I think of that?
You know what? If we were clever enough to think of all this stuff ahead of time, we wouldn't have to do jobs like this before the game. Celtics and Mavericks next on the WROR Celtics Radio Network.